back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to bring in John Carney, who is the Breitbart economics editor and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is must-read every day. And, John, welcome. You know, we could sit around and talk about the Fed and Jay Powell and whether we should have a 2% or a 3% inflation target. But you have written a brilliant piece, which I read last night, entitled The Truth About Trump's Truth Social Windfall. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up.
This is fabulous. This is really... And you know what, John? You got to come on the TV show Monday.
Because that's great.
You know, supposedly D-Day for Letitia James and all the unfair treatment of Trump. But I don't think it's going to be D-Day. But let's talk about your piece. So Truth Social is just a startup, basically. The Digital World Acquisition Corp. That's the SPAC, the Special
Acquisition Company.
Yeah, Special right. Acquisition Company. And your point is, although the media is teeing off on this because Truth Social is losing money, your point is they're missing the forest through the trees, ignoring the storied path of technological darlings from Twitter to Amazon, ventures that marinated in red ink while rewriting the rules of their respective domains. So this is very similar, and people shouldn't be so surprised.
That's right. If you look at the history of tech startups, a lot of them have IPO'd while they were losing money. This is not an IPO, but it's basically the same thing. They are bringing a company, which is the parent company of Truth Social, public by merging it with this SPAC. And look, we just had a Reddit IPO. Reddit's been around since 2005. It has never had a profitable quarter. It went up 40% on the day that it went public. You know, obviously, people have made a lot of money by investing in Amazon. Amazon, you know, in its first 20 years, lost money more often than it made money. It just recently had a couple money losing quarters. So, while the media likes to say, "Oh, you know, this is a disaster. People are just buying it out of irrational love for Donald Trump," I don't think that's right. I think if you look at it, it lost money. It didn't lose that much. But that's very typical of these sort of things. And it's actually premised on something that I think is very interesting, which is the media fragmentation that we have seen in newspapers, in, online, in television, is probably going to come to social media as well. Right now, it hasn't. People use Twitter and people use Facebook. But there's probably going to be the same sort of segmentation along political lines. And Truth Social is positioning itself to benefit from that, to say, okay, when you get thrown off of Facebook for being a conservative, we're the place you can go. Elon Musk bought Twitter. It's a lot better than it used to be. But, the idea is being there's probably is going to be, just like we have MSNBC now and we have Fox, we're probably going to have the same sort of politically aligned social media in the future. And Truth Social seems like a pretty reasonable, bet on what that might be.
Let me read what you said here, because it's very important. The basic idea is that the political balkanization that we have seen in television, radio, and newspapers will also rend apart social media, just as the right has Fox News, conservative talk radio, and the New York Post. And the left has MSNBC, NPR, and the New York Times. Segmentation is likely to come to social media as well. So the point is, Trump's Truth Social will be a conservative social media outlet. And eventually, now that it's funded better, in fact, you're saying the merger will give it around $275 million in cash that it can invest into growing the platform. And it's likely it will become more than a clone of Twitter, expanding to offer proprietary video and audio content, maybe even luminaries like Tucker Carlson. I just think that's a brilliant insight. This will be a conservative social media platform. And it'll do very well over time. And this gives it more funding to do well.
That's right. I mean, I may have actually undercounted. I'm told that it may actually be as high as $300 million that they are going to come into with this merger. That is a lot of money to be able to build up this platform. So one thing, it means the losses aren't a problem. They can keep, you know, losing money with this kind of cash. And once they are public, they will then have this publicly traded stock that they can use also as a currency. Because if you want to bring somebody, you know, a big shot like Larry Kudlow on board your social media platform, you may not be able to pay all the cash that somebody would require, but you may be able to, say, offer them some equity in the company to bring, you know, some content over there as well. So I think that will help. That will also help them grow.
I'll take the stock over the cash. That's exactly. All. I'll take the stock over the cash.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Anyway, this is a very important piece. I want you to come on the TV Monday and walk us through this, because this is one of the cards Mr. Trump has up his sleeve when he comes to this Monday business with Letitia James. Breitbart's John Carney. Really great work, John. Thanks very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little more about Trump's legal options with Will Scharf, federal prosecutor. We'll be right back.